fourth one. Sell me the show! With UK debt experts, the team you can trust when debt is no laughing matter.
Right. Time for Sell Me the Show. So basically, the idea is every day during the Fringe, a different act will come in and tell us all about their show. Chris Turner is an improv rap star. He's amazing. He's toured the world. He's travelled with Cirque du Soleil. Mm-hmm.
Shows in Vegas.
Yeah, he's been coming to the Fringe for a few years, and he's with us on the show. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Welcome back to Edinburgh. I say welcome back to Edinburgh, but you kind of live here
now. I live here now, yeah. I feel like an international legend. People are like, what are you doing in town? Don't you live in New York? I'm like, also, yes.
Yeah.
It feels great. I just haven't got a private jet yet.
Well, listen, this is a sign that he's doing well if you can afford properties in New York and Edinburgh.
Or I'm married to a successful wife.
Well, so there you go. Might be that.
Now, if you've never seen Chris's show at the Fringe, it's remarkable. It's one of our favourites. How would you describe yourself? An improv rapper?
Yeah. I am a comedian and I'm also a freestyle rapper, which means I make up raps. So yeah. I don't write them. That's too much work. I just come on stage, I ask the audience, hey, what do you want to rap about? And then I do it. Along with that, all the extra little parentheses of comedy, stand-up comedy, musical comedy, and that's all of that finds its way into the show. So it kind of keeps you on your toes and keeps you excited.
But this year...
Yeah.
You've ramped it up.
I have.
What are you doing this year, then?
Putting myself into even more debt. I'm hiring a band. I'm bringing a live band to the show, which is the first time I've ever done, because it's the first time I've been in a venue with a stage big enough to bring extra musicians on.
So, this isn't planned, this isn't premeditated, we're just going to come up with some things for you to rap about. And well, I've got a couple of ideas that I wrote down before you came in. One of the big things in Edinburgh this year is the low emissions zone.
The LES, yeah.
The LES.
We're living right on the cusp of it, and my dad complains every time that he has to drive an extra couple of minutes to get to us.
Okay, so LEZs. I also wrote down, for some reason, Knights of the Realm, so people who are known as Sir or Dame rather than just saying the words Knights of the Realm, I want you to try and get Sirs or Dames in there.
Okay so rap about some Knights of the Realm.
Yes. Arlene, you got anything written down there? Any ideas?
Downton Abbey.
Yes.
Because I've been watching it recently.
Uh-huh.
And Hedgehog, for some reason, is in my head.
Hedgehog.
Great. What's the Downton Abbey is like Bridgerton without all the saucy bits, right?
That's exactly right. Although, well, there's the odd saucy bit. Yeah, okay. The Grantham family.
The Granthams. Okay.
So we've got summary music here. And,
yeah.
And so here we go. You've got those four bits, and you didn't know that up until
not,
5 or 10
no,
seconds. I didn't know that until
I've never
exactly
watched Downton Abbey. So Downton Abbey, Hedgehog, The Les, and Knights of the Realm. Let's do this.
Next time.
We're up in Edinburgh. Make sure that you follow me. Kick off with the best knight, Sir Sean Connery. James Bond when I fly across the pond. Service, that's their life. So long to get the knighthood. It's right good when it happens. Dub with the sword, knees on the mat, and kneeling down in front of Queen or the King. Dame Judi Dench also felt that sting. But the one I want to say when I pass my lips, of course, the actress Dame Maggie Smith. I move this. Hey, it's not too shabby. Ain't seen it, but I know she's in Downton Abbey. Upstairs, downtown, where you know servants working hard down below. They're like, oh, we don't like the rich and the posh. And Dame Maggie Smith like, this is good nosh. Eat it from my plate. Oh, yes, I stand them. Oh, so posh. That's the family that's Grantham. It's like a Jane Austen novel on the screen. Ever so fun. If you see a sign that's green with three letters, oh, quick in the city, L-E-Z, turn round pretty quickly. You're like, oh no, I don't understand you. I ain't got my license plate in the camera. That's £60 and now it's £120. It doubles every time, surely that'd be plenty. If your car's more than 10 years old, that's the way of the council. Building up gold. Look, I don't have a car and I don't ride a bike. I've got no horse in this race, but what am I like? The last one. Of course, that's your wish. I'm driving in the Les, but I hear a tiny squish under the wheel. I'm like, oh my God, I got a puncture because I hit a hedgehog. Don't worry, like, oh my days, I look out the window, the needle just grazed and the hedgehog is fine. Back to the field, there we go. So glad that I could reveal all of the rats. Oh yes, feeling like a cat purring with the knighthoods, with the sirin. Yes!
Oh my God, that is so good.
It's so impressive.
The look on all your faces when you thought the hedgehog was injured, mortally, gravely. No, he's fine.
Wow. Oh,
Chris, that is absolutely incredible. Exceptional. Your show this year is called Childish, and it's on at 5:45 at Underbelly at the Cowgate. It's a big-ish venue, but get tickets because it will sell out. And we thank you so much for coming in. It's always lovely to see. Lives in Edinburgh now. He's the fourth one listening.
Yes, he is.
Chris Turner, thank you.
Thank you.